The following podcast from Dominican University of California is made possible through a collaborative effort of the Department of Public Health and Health Sciences, the Communications and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
Hello, my name is Susie Abarca. I'm a Health Science Public Health major at Dominican University of California, and I'm doing my senior thesis on the stress of sports performance. Close your eyes and imagine yourself at a baseball game standing center field. The game is tied 2-2 with two outs and the last batter steps up to the plate. You see a man on third base ready to steal. The pitcher delivers the ball, the batter swings, and hits a high fly ball directly towards you. Your heart starts pumping and your palms get sweaty. If you miss the catch, the game is over and the opposing team wins. If you catch the ball, then your team is victorious. All of a sudden, you feel paralyzed and you forget how to move. You miss the catch and the ball begins to roll behind you. You finally are able to move your legs and you turn back as quickly as you can to chase it. The man on third scores and your opponents win the game. You think to yourself, never again do I want to step foot on a field. As you are running back to the dugout, you're afraid to see how your coach and teammates might treat you. How are they going to look at you after that error? Your confidence and self-esteem hit a low point. So many emotions are running through your head. Will you ever be able to perform again after that sports anxiety? So what exactly is sports anxiety? According to Erwin G. Sarason, author of Cognitive Inference, Theories, Mind, and Findings, sports performance anxiety is defined as a learned tendency to respond with cognitive or somatic state anxiety to competitive sports situations in which the adequacy of the athlete's performance can be evaluated. In other words, anxiety is a natural reaction to threats in the environment and part of the preparation for the fight or flight response. When we encounter a stressful situation, our body either fights or flees. But when we encounter a sporting competition, there's often a threat towards our ego or self-esteem. When the demands of training or competition exceed one's perceived ability, anxiety is an inevitable outcome. We train hard and commit to being the best, but the truth is, there will always be someone better, and it's hard for us to understand that. According to the NCAA website, symptoms of sports anxiety may include feeling apprehensive, feeling powerless, having a sense of impending danger, panic or doom, having an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, sweating, trembling, feeling weak or tired, and some may even experience the symptoms severely enough to negatively affect their ability to function to their full potential. So let's take a step back. Most of our lives, we have been told that exercising is great for our health. When we feel stressed or anxious, we tend to rely on physical activity to relieve our worries. But in this case, exercise is actually the bad guy who is increasing our anxiety. But why are athletes experiencing anxiety? What's the cause of sports anxiety? When athletes perform, two main reasons they feel anxious or uneasy is due to the audience and their individual performance. When athletes perform, they are afraid of choking, receiving bad feedback or evaluation from parents, coaches, or teammates, fear of a future event or competition, and some may even fear injury. It is important to be able to control sports anxiety because this can cause interpersonal conflicts, destroy teamwork, increases the likelihood of injuries, and burns out an athlete physically and mentally, leading towards early retirement. Most importantly, Damon Burton, author of Sports Psychology for Coaches, claims having a large amount of stress ruins the joy of sports. All of the stress and worrying on your sports performance takes a negative toll on your self-confidence. This leads athletes to believe that they are incompetent when performing. Sports anxiety mentally affects athletes. So let's switch gears. We understand the emotional burnout, but what specifically is going on in the brain to cause it? According to sciencenews.org, researchers took MRIs of athletes' brains. They compared the MRIs of a beginner athlete and an expert athlete. What they discovered was that the beginner had more brain activity in the limbic area. The limbic area of the brain includes the amygdala, which is the emotional center of the brain. What that means is that experts who have played the sports for years had already trained their brains to think less while playing their sport. It's as if their body is set on autopilot. When an athlete is under stress, the neurons in the limbic area are activating the prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is in charge of planning a person's response to complex and difficult problems. In some cases, activating this part of the brain when playing a sport is equivalent to first learning how to play the sport, which is the reason why athletes choke or forget how to perform. When the brain interferes with the mechanics of the body, the athlete is more likely to choke, meaning mysteriously perform at a low level at a crucial moment in the game. When an athlete practices for a game, their bodies tend to be more relaxed and they tend to perform well, since they are not under much pressure. So the next time you are performing, don't think, just do it. According to the University of Chicago magazine, playing a sport is all about having fun. It's amazing how powerful the brain is. Okay, so now we'll hear from Alina Kanai, a point guard at the Consume River College basketball team, and Danielle Hare, who played on the Dominican University's women's basketball team. They'll be sharing with us their experience with sports anxiety.
There are only certain times that I get sports anxiety. It's happened recently and played terribly, but if it's just a game, my hands will get sweaty. I'll get really, you know, anxious for the game, but that actually improves my performance.
What goes through your mind?
Before the game?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing right before tip-off.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing. Like, when it's about to tip off, nothing. But, like,
while you're playing,
a while before the game, then I'm thinking, what am I going to do in the game? What, you know, how am I going to play?
Yeah, it was kind of similar to AK's. I'd be really anxious all day, and then towards the end of the day, like, towards my last classes, like, don't talk to me, because, like, I'm getting in the zone. Like, don't mess with me at all. Like, I'm thinking about the game already. Like, I'm kind of getting amped up. Yeah. And then while we would, like, have to watch the game ahead of us or, like, prepare, like, an hour ahead of us, I would listen to gospel music to, like, calm my nerves.
To calm your nerves.
And then, like,
nice.
20 minutes before we, like, go out to actually warm up before, while we're, like, sitting there waiting for the game to be over, I'd listen to, like, a playlist that I had of, like, hype music that would get me pumped.
Thank you, guys. Okay, so we learned the symptoms and triggers of anxiety. Listen to student athletes and their first hard experiences. But how can we overcome and prevent anxiety from controlling our minds? Research has shown that mindful meditation can help reduce sports anxiety performance. Whether if it's weeks, days, or minutes before a game, mindful meditation is a great way to take control of your anxiety. Famous athletes who meditate to improve their game are Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, and many more. Jose Ignacio Nacho will share with us his experience of coping with anxiety.
What sports did you play?
I went for football freshman year, soccer every year after that, and then senior year I did track.
What would you tell yourself either during the game or before or after to calm your nerves?
By screaming, it's just by
just
like,
letting your anger
out?
Yeah,
letting it go out, because if I didn't, then I was just keeping it to myself. I guess like in track, I would just breathe and calm. It's just thinking about, like, in track, it's like, all right, you're running for 60 seconds and you're done. Whereas in soccer, like, if you didn't control yourself, then, you know, you had the rest of the match to make up for it. But I couldn't. Like, if I got mad, I got mad, and I would play mad the whole game. Like, I remember there's a game where I missed the penalty, and I cried, and I yelled, and I was just so frustrated. The rest of the game went horribly. But at the end, like, my teammates helped me out. I kind of, like, you know, everybody just told me, I guess that's what it is with soccer, like, definitely my teammates, since you have a team, but in track, you didn't really have any, it's just you, so I would try not to get as nervous, I guess, or as frustrated, but I would just, yeah, either let it out or talk to someone about it if it was on the soccer team.
All right. Thank you.
Every individual experiences sports anxiety differently, which means that every individual may cope with it differently. Here's an example from BrachyMuscle.com that helps athletes get focused before a game. This is just one example of meditation. There are many other forms that may or may not help you control your anxiety. It all depends on what works best for you. This meditation will keep you present. You will feel a sense of clarity and an acute awareness for many hours after completion. Okay, step one. Set a timer for 12 minutes and find a comfortable seated position. You may sit cross-legged on the ground if that is comfortable, or you may sit in a chair. I would recommend staying seated rather than lying down so you stay awake. Step 2. Close your eyes and allow the top and lower eyelid to meet in the center of the eyes. Step 3. With the eyes closed, listen to the sounds around you. Listen in all directions. Without pushing any sounds away, let the sounds blend like a symphony. Do not become distracted by any one sound. Rather, listen to the sounds harmoniously together. Stay at the stage for a little while. Step 4. Feel the temperature on your skin. Feel your clothes on your skin. Step 5. If there are smells in the room or outside of the room, experience those as well. You are exhausting the mind of the outside distractions so you can drop into a peaceful state. Step 6. Now experience the breath flowing in and out only through the nose. Feel the difference between the inhalation and the exhalation. Step 7. As you breathe in, mentally state to yourself, I am breathing in. As you breathe out, mentally state, I am breathing out. Continue this for the rest of the meditation. Step 8. If the mind wanders, bring it back to the mantra. I am breathing in, I am breathing out. Meditation helps you focus, cope with pain, deal with fear, strengthens your immune system, and reduces stress. Meditation can only benefit an athlete, so why not give it a try before or even after your next game? If you still tend to struggle with sports anxiety, figure out what makes you calm, whether it's listening to music, taking a walk, or sitting in silence before a game. Anxiety is a war between you and your mind. You need to figure out what is causing the triggers and how you can overcome them. Thank you for listening, and I hope this podcast helped you become one step closer in controlling your sports anxiety. Anxiety is a part of life, so be courageous and have fun.
This has been a production of radio.dominican.edu.